Chapter 7. Disappointments and Surprises. With the return of Sir Thomas, there were no more invitations to dinner between the two families. Fanny didn't mind. She would have been quite happy not to see the Grants or Henry and Mary any more. But Mary was bored and wanted company, so she tried to become friends with Fanny. She knew this would please Edmund and would also give her opportunities to see him. Fanny was polite, but it was difficult for her to like Mary. Their opinions were so different, especially when they spoke of Edmund and his future career. Henry didn't enjoy visiting Mansfield Park now because there was no more play acting, and the situation with Maria was uncomfortable. Although he and Maria were attracted to each other, Henry wasn't ready to marry yet. He also didn't love Maria enough to suggest that she marry him instead of Rushworth. He decided it would be a good time to go and visit his uncle, Admiral Crawford, in London. Maria, however, was sure that Henry loved her, and she dreamed of marrying him instead of Mr. Rushworth. Maria waited each day for a letter or some sign of love from Henry, but none came. Finally, she understood that Henry didn't want to marry her. Julia and Maria were both unhappy. Julia was angry and miserable that Henry showed no interest in her, and Maria was too proud to let anyone know how much Henry had hurt her. She hid her disappointment and decided to marry Mr. Rushworth after all. By now, Sir Thomas had got to know Rushworth better and was disappointed in the young man. He asked Maria if she was sure she wanted to marry him, but she assured him that she was happy with her decision.
"I can see that you're determined to marry Mr. Rushworth, Maria," said Sir Thomas. "And so I agree to the marriage, although I don't think Mr. Rushworth will be a suitable husband for you at all."
The wedding took place and was a very elegant affair. After the wedding, the young couple left for Rushworth's country home. When they left Mansfield Park, Maria invited Julia to join them. Now that there was no longer any competition between them, the sisters had become friends again.
"Please come with me, Julia," said Maria. "I know you'll be better company than Mr. Rushworth."
Mrs. Norris watched the young couple with satisfaction. She felt very proud of herself for helping to arrange a marriage between her niece and a wealthy man from a well-known family. After the Rushworths and Julia had left, it was very quiet at Mansfield Park.
"There will be no more balls and parties to go to now," said Mrs. Norris with a sigh. "And there's certainly no need for Sir Thomas to organise a ball for Fanny. She has been given a good home at Mansfield Park, and that's enough."
But not everyone shared Mrs. Norris's low opinion of Fanny. Julia and Maria's departure had left a gap, and Fanny became more useful to the family than she had been before.
"It's very fortunate that Fanny's here," said Sir Thomas to his wife. "She's a pleasant companion for us. Now that Maria and Julia have gone, she joins in the conversation more. I like to hear what she has to say."
The Grants also enjoyed Fanny's company and sent her an invitation to dinner, although they had never done so when her cousins Maria and Julia were still at home.
"My dear," Sir Thomas said to Fanny, "what time should I order the carriage to take you to the Grants?"
"That's very kind of you, Uncle," Fanny answered. "But it isn't very far to the Grants' house, and I can easily walk."
"No, Fanny, there's no need for you to walk," Sir Thomas said firmly. "You'll go in our carriage. That's what I always did for Maria and Julia when they were invited out to dinner."
Mrs. Norris was horrified to see Sir Thomas treat Fanny as if she were one of his daughters. But Edmund was delighted. His cousin had changed. The timid little girl who had come to Mansfield Park years before had become a confident, attractive young woman. Edmund wasn't at all surprised that the Grants now enjoyed Fanny's company.
and invited her to have dinner with them.